The second condition of discipleship, verse 27. Take up your cross every day and follow me. That is a subject which many Christians have not understood. You know what it means? It means to die. Take up the cross is to be crucified with him. Take up your cross and follow me is what Jesus said when he was on earth, because he was not yet crucified. So until he was crucified, he could only say, take up your cross and follow me. Today, he would say, be crucified with me. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Paul did not say, I'm for taking up the cross and following Christ. No. That's when Christ was on earth. Paul said, that day part is over. I'm already crucified. Now I walk the crucified path every single day. Every day I live as one who is dead to self and alive to Christ. That is the condition of discipleship. In other words, not my interests, not what I think, not how I should respond. I've often told people, if there's a dead man here, how will he respond to criticism, abuse? You say you're a good-for-nothing fellow, useless fellow. What's his response? It doesn't make any difference to him. On the other hand, you say, oh, you're a great guy, you're so smart, you're so clever. No response. When you can come to the place where somebody calls you an idiot or a good-for-nothing person, and your reaction to him is exactly the same as somebody who comes and says to you, oh, brother, you're a great man, you're such a wonderful man, you're such a kind man, and your reaction is exactly, not the word exactly the same as to the other fellow who called you an idiot and a good-for-nothing fellow, then you have been crucified with Christ. And until you come there, say to yourself, I have not been crucified with Christ yet. I'm not preaching what I've not practiced. I've heard numerous people have called me the devil. And numerous people have called me a great prophet. It is exactly the same to me. Because I've been crucified with Christ. I'm not joking. I can love the person who calls me a devil. I've had numerous, particularly in the days when I used to stand in the streets of in India and preach the gospel, people would call me the devil. And I said, fine, I love you, brother. And after that, when we preached about Jesus was tempted like us and overcame sin, they called me the devil again. Christians began to call me the devil. I said, God, I love you. And some of them got converted. So, when you're really dead with Christ, your reaction to criticism and praise is exactly the same, like a dead man. You don't get hurt by what somebody said. Do you get hurt by what somebody said? I'll tell you, brother, sister, die. Die. Fall into the ground and die. You know why there's so little fruit in the lives of many Christians? I remember when I was a young man and I was in Bangalore, 35 years old, when we started the church. The word that came to me was, fall into the ground and die, and there'll be much fruit from your work. I raised my hand to the Lord and said, Lord, I'll do that. I give you my word to the best of my knowledge and best of my ability. I will fall into the ground here in Bangalore and die. I will never ask for anything for myself. I'll never get offended with what you do or you don't do. I'll never have a complaint about how you treat me. Dead men don't complain. Do you have a complaint against God? Brother, die. Do you have a complaint against God, sister? Die. Dead men don't have complaints. I meditate a lot on what it means to die, to be dead. And it's changed my life. It'll change yours also if you take it seriously. Most Christians are just playing games in Christianity. They come to church to listen to a nice message, to get a little stirred up, to meet a few friends and gossip a little and go home. I'm not interested in that type of Christianity. That's good for nothing, third-rate, useless Christianity. And I hope none of us will be like that. And I hope people who are like that, the sooner you leave this church, the better. Have you ever heard a pastor saying, leave this church, please? Well, you hear it here. If you're not interested in being a disciple of Jesus, my brother, sister, don't confuse everybody else and don't spoil everybody else. Don't bring corruption into the system. You will not corrupt the system. You'll only corrupt people who can be corrupted. Those who are serious here will not be corrupted, no matter how much you try to corrupt them. But it'll be easier for you to find another church where you feel comfortable and happy, because this is not the place for those who don't want to be disciples. I'll tell you honestly, from the beginning I said, Lord, I'm not interested in building a large church. L-A-R-G, no. I'm interested in building a P-U-R-E church, a pure church. Great multitude, whittled down to 11, that's what I want. Great multitude, come to hear the gospel, tell them you got to hate father, mother, brother, sister, wife, children. That is what it means to follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day and follow me. Die to yourself and follow Jesus. We are to be crucified with Christ. And then there is a third condition. Only three. One is your attitude to your relatives and loved ones. And the second is your attitude to yourself, your proud self-life, which must be crucified. And the third is your attitude to money. Luke 14 and verse 33. No one can be my disciple if he does not give up all his own possessions. I cannot be his disciple if I don't give up all my own possessions. Read that carefully. Possession is what I hold tight. This is mine. He didn't say you can't have anything. If he says I can't have anything, then I can't even have a shirt or a pant or anything. He said you can have many things, but don't possess. In other words, all the things you're holding on tight. What are you holding on to tight? Your job? You see, that's very important for you. That's why you're so insecure. Open your palm. Say, Lord, you've given me a job. I have it. But I'm not going to hold on tight to it. I'll lose it any day. You hold it for me. And you'll always provide my need. I say this, you know, when the Lord called me in May 1964, which is 62 years ago, to leave my job in the Navy and to come out and serve Him. And the Navy let me go after 2 years. So it's nearly 60 years now since I've been serving the Lord full time. And I took my entire, I'd served in the Navy for 8 years by then, and you know, as a naval officer, you get a very high salary. And I, all that money which I saved, the day I left, I took it and gave it all away for God's work. And I left my job with zero in my bank account. And I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'll never join a society. I'll never join a church. I'll never get a salary. I'll never do anything. I want to live like Jesus and Paul lived. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And that is primarily a call for those who are in full-time Christian work. Now, I was called to full-time Christian work. And I don't say that to other people, but for myself, it was to be like that. You know, out of all the people Jesus met, only one person, he said, sell all that you have. He never told Martha and Mary, sell all that you have. And he never told even Zacchaeus. He only gave half of what he had, and Jesus said, that's fine. But to one person, Jesus said, sell all that you have. And I was one of those. Jesus said, all that you have. The difference was that guy didn't agree. I said, yes, I'll give it all up. And the Lord said, you've got to trust me. I remember a man of God said to me when I was a young Christian, more than 60 years ago, and I followed his advice all these years. He said, one, never in your life make your earthly financial needs known to anybody. Live with what little you have. Never borrow, never ask for anything from anyone. Because you've got a Father in heaven who cares for you. I said, yes. Secondly, don't buy anything unnecessary and expensive. Live very simply with whatever is necessary for your life. Essentials. I've tried to follow that. Throughout my life, if I have some good clothes, they were all usually given to me by somebody else. I would never waste my life even on good clothes. Ordinary clothes were enough for me. And thirdly, he said, when people accuse you, keep your mouth shut. I'm very thankful those three bits of advice I got 60 years ago, and I followed it all these 60 years. When I'm accused falsely, I keep my mouth shut. I never asked anybody for a single cent in my life. And I tried my best to live extremely simply, and God gave me a wife who wants to live more simply than me. So I'm very thankful for that. Don't say, brother, my wife is extravagant and wastes a lot of money. I'll tell you, perhaps God saw that you were not wholehearted yourself, and that's why he gave you a wife like that. So you better, at least now you can change and say, Lord, change me and my wife and make us more simple in our habits so that we don't get into debt. Debt. To me, debt is like committing murder. I've never been in debt for 60 years. Not even for 1 rupee, 1 cent to anybody in the world. When my wife and I had little, we lived with little. I could not afford to ride a car, so I rode a scooter for 42 years in India. I don't regret it. But I decided I will not get into debt.